Now will you notice verse 25, "And now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more," that is, in this life. "Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Friends, as many of you know, I'm a retired preacher today. I have made blunders and failures in many directions, but I look back on my ministry, and I can say to you truthfully today, when I stood in the pulpit, I declared the Word of God as I saw it. Now, it was not always received in a friendly manner. I find out there are a lot of the pious saints today, they really don't want to hear the Word of God. And Paul found that to be true. And my business has been, and I have deep satisfaction today, that if I went back to any pulpit I ever preached in, I haven't anything to add to what I already said. Now, maybe I could say it a little better than I did then, and I sure hope I could. And I wish I could say it better, and I'm saying it today. But the important thing, friend, is to make sure we declare the whole counsel of God. Give out the Word of God. Now, listen to Paul. He says, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood." And I believe that's the business of the officers of the church, is to see that the church is fed. They're not to run the church. They're to see that the church is fed the Word of God. "For I know this," listen to Paul, "that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." And friends, I've seen that. That can happen. The devil wants to get into a church where the Bible has been taught. He'd like to wreck a radio ministry that's teaching the Word of God. And there's quite a few of them that are teaching the Word of God today. And I rejoice with these brethren of mine. The devil, he's not our friend. He's our enemy today. And Paul said to them, that's what would happen there in Ephesus. Now he says, "Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after." In other words, there'll be little termites in your midst that are going to cause trouble after I leave. "Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace." And that's what we can always do when we leave a people, "which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." And then Paul can say, "I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel." Preachers should not be money hungry. And now notice, "Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I've showed you all things." And then he goes on. Now notice the tender departure. "And they all wept sore, fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more, and they accompanied him unto the ship." Isn't that a tender departure of Paul and a fond farewell?